Blog Talk Radio.
All right. I hope everybody get a chance to definitely get in, man, because I got a lot of information, but I want to actually answer everybody's question. Got a couple of callers that are already in, so I'm just going to just basically, you know, I'm acknowledge you by your last four digits of your number so we can kind of get everybody's questions in and we can go ahead and get this popping in this 30-minute segment here. All right, let's see. Okay, caller, last four numbers of your phone number is 9797. Who we got on 9797?
This brother Zeno, man.
What's good with you, bro? What's good with you, man?
What's
good
with you?
Hey, man, we got some stuff popping off, man. First of all, I'm going to give you a chance to ask any questions of everything you heard tonight, and then I can go into the whole platform.
Okay. My question is, with this international trust platform, because, you know, I've been on and I've been listening, I'm just trying to see exactly how we can put this here to work to get this here going.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I've been, you know, tuning in, so I know where we at with what Self was talking about, you know, with the beginning of the administrative process. And I understand, you know, I got my administrative process, everything working right now, so I'm just trying to get it in, man, get this thing going.
Okay. Well, this is the skinny of it. All right. The whole aspect of the administrative process is that this is a fiduciary duty of the trustee. And when you learn how to tender promissory notes and bills of exchange, that's an acquired skill that a trustee can use with trust certificate units. So what you want to do is you want to pool your trust with another group with their trust. We all come together and put together a trust fund. That trust fund is then a negotiable institution that can be used to buy into Charles Schwab, Payne, Weber, Fidelity, various different institutions have a trust fund, and then you can redistribute it your trust certificates because they're actually being backed by other assets that you have purchased. This actually gives you instant liquidity on one side because you're going to have access to the accounts that you've already established if you've already established those accounts, but it also gives you an ability to immediately appreciate any of the assets that you're putting into the irrevocable trust. The trust agreements are done based upon your status of the trust. And you can create a trust on an implied trust structure and also an express trust. Basically, look at what you did with the administrative process. You monetized the birth certificate, which gave you the ability to create an indemnity bond that you're using in your administrative process. You can do the exact same thing with your trust, but you're going to take it to a whole nother level on an international platform where you got global players, global traders, and global individuals that will take your trust certificates and deposit those into those accounts, will allow you the ability to trade, will allow you to move those assets to things that are tangible. It'll allow you to do everything that you are looking to do with the protection of a trust. Calling it a trust fund also gives you an additional negotiable instrument. You already got an indemnity bond. You already got trust certificates. But a trust fund now is a fund, just like a mutual fund. A mutual fund is a group of 100 companies pooling all their assets together in the name of the fund. So what I'm giving you is the ability to do the exact same thing in a trust perspective. It can be handled administratively, privately, and then taken to a public market. The trustees will serve as the individuals that will take those that want to invest into the trust fund for various different purposes. If you took notes on carrot bars, it can be attached to carrot bars, Bitcoin, all cryptocurrencies, if that's the route you want to go. You can buy gold, silver, and all these other things directly. You can buy into industries. You can do a lot of different things in the name of the trust, operating in trust. So that is how we do it. This is what needs to be done. So remember, it's about you taking your platform, your trust, all of the assets, and then you're pooling them together with other trusts and creating a trust fund. You can call this trust fund whatever you want to call it. remember, you can split yourself up into five different entities, put it all together in one trust fund, and then you'll give it a numeric value, and it'll have a par value that's negotiable from a private perspective. You notice I'm always saying private perspective because that's where all your substance is. But guess what? Those that are in the public don't want access to it because of what's being done. Remember your administrative process. So when you're dealing with these brokers, these traders, and all these different ones you're dealing with, you got the process down pat. It's a barter. They're going to give you something for what you created. And then you're going to use what they gave you to buy other tangibles. And then you're going to leverage that. You're going to grow that. And you're going to spread it out back to your beneficiaries. So it's taking what you've already learned as a serious trustee and taking it to a global and international level. This is the plan that I'm moving forward with as of midnight tonight. And I already got various different brokers around the world globally because money never sleeps. They're investing in all different types of exchanges 24/7, 7 days a week. And you can convert your trust fund into other currencies that'll give you additional buying powers. So it's very, very lucrative for the serious trustees. Now, I'm going to run this with all the serious trustees because there's two things you want to do. You just start with your own, but then talk to other individuals that are first saying, well, you know what, I want to get into this process. I want to do this. I want to do that. You march them down. What they need to do is for the administrative process. Once that trust is created, you can introduce, well, hey, I got a trust fund that you can actually use your instruments in to do X, Y, and Z. You can use other bills of exchange to fund the trust fund. You can use promissory notes to fund the trust fund. All of these brothers that are out there trying to figure out what they need to do, if they can just simply get information off of their bond, they can use your platform as a brokerage house to invest into your private trust fund. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They send the bills of exchange to you. You already have established the relationships with the platforms, then you simply just leverage it back in your administrative process. Everybody gets a pretty much a balance sheet or a tier sheet, or what you want to call it, or what the stock or the trade fund, the trust fund is worth. If they want to use it, you run the administrative process. So if they say, okay, well, I invested $10,000 into Zeno's trust fund. Okay, Zeno's trust fund, a $10,000 investment is worth $40,000. So there's $10,000 that they brought in a bill of exchange. You grew wealth and made it 40 or 50. Now you use that to buy other stocks, bonds, and so forth in that trust structure. You follow me? It is
gotcha.
A really great way to work this. And I've been sitting on this for about 2 months. I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get caught up. But like I told you, when I started back broadcasting, I got a whole bunch of information just, you know, to get everybody up to speed, but it's really on a whole nother level. So I want to keep it fresh and in that capacity because this is what I would like to see. The serious trustees will go ahead and implement into this process, preferably this week. Everybody that's trying to figure out what they're going to do, they're going to need some place to work their instruments. Now, this is what I noticed. That's why I read that a promissory note is money in the bank. A bill of exchange is money in the bank to a CFO or a trustee who knows what to do with it. Now that you've done the administrative process, you got a way to take that bill of exchange that you get from the outside and can turn and convert it into something on the inside. That's tangible on the outside and in the inside. But where is all your wealth? On the inside, in the trust. You call it a trust fund, and you literally let all of the energy come back into that trust. Now, this will be greatly benefited to those that really understand how all this stuff pushes out. What we want to be able to do in that capacity is we want to launch this in a capacity where you can really grow this. So again, here's the components. You have a trust. You set up a trust fund. Once you set up the trust fund, promissory notes and bills of exchange and other trust certificates can appreciate that trust fund. That trust fund now can be carried on into the private and public markets. You can use your trust fund certificates to buy Facebook stock. You can use your trust fund to buy gold, silver, and so forth. This is all part of the administrative process. That makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? any questions. Cause I got the folks steady coming in, but like I said, we got 30 minutes in here, so I hope the ones that are serious are calling in, because I'm going to try to answer as many questions as I can while we got it, because we're finna launch this thing for everybody that's ready.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a set up trust fund certificate. We'll use that to push. I got it. Instead of writing down.
Okay. And like I said, just after this call, you know, just shoot me an email on anything that you need some clearing up with, because really it's like this. The administrative process will allow you to take, see, remember, when you first get introduced to this process, what you're doing is you're using the administrative process to take care of all your contracts that are out there in the public. But you're learning a debt securitization skill, because a trustee could literally take assets and grow them by the process of multiplication and rendition and repetition. So what you want to do is work. I always talk about using lawful legal money to attract fiat and use fiat to attract lawful legal money. But the rule is you can't use fiat to get fiat. But that's what you were taught. Got fiat, you go get more fiat. As a trustee, you are using fiat to attract lawful legal money and using lawful legal money to attract fiat through your trust fund. And your trust fund can be traded, can be exchanged, can be used as collateral. It can be used every aspect, everywhere that currencies can be used, trust funds can be used. The same Federal Reserve notes, the same Canadian dollars, the same thing that everybody else is using. You can use your trust fund the exact same way, but you got to keep the fundamentals in the private, but understanding what goes on in the public so you can interact. Let me see if we got any more questions. You got any more? Because I'm finna turn it up. I'm waiting on a certain amount of questions before I go into it. You say you got another question?
No, I'm soaking in right now. I understand the administrative process. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to answer, and I'm going to call out. And what I'm going to do for callers, I'm going to use your last four digits of your numbers to see if you got any questions. So just hold on for a second. Caller, last four digits of your number, 443. Call in to see if you got any questions pertaining to what we covered tonight.
No. Very clear. And
very clear?
Very clear. Very clear to understand. I mean, I know I have to learn a lot more, but definitely take me to first or second base.
Gotcha. Just remember, the whole key to this in an aggressive movement for a trustee is literally being able to take the trust platform and create a trust fund that can be traded globally. This is Raul, isn't it? Who got me on voice for me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Good deal. All right. So we speak in your language because you understand how trade works. So literally everywhere that you see or you inquire with your fellow brethren that's in trades and trust, your question is, if I have a trust fund, can I use those trust fund certificates to trade? And they're going to get a yes or a no. The thing is, it can be, but it's all about the approach. They're going to want to know, of course, the credentials and so forth. But you'll be able to produce all the credentials because you're the one that's putting it together with live, tangible assets. And keep in mind, most people, their concept of live assets is only United States or Canadian dollars in that fiat sense. But in the world of trade, there's medium-term notes. There are standby letters of credit. This is what I'm going to tell you. This is a trade secret. I'm going to give it to you privately. When you set your own trust fund up, you can write your own standby letters of credit because you are the bank. When you're running your trust fund, you can issue credit upon your own instruments that another institution will carry that liability if you part those assets in their institution. So if you set up a brokerage account and you agree to fund it with trust funds, those trust funds are made up of the assets of the trust. And the trust itself can monetize anything of value into their trust unit certificates or their trust certificate units, the TCUs.
But I have a question to you or for you.
Okay.
If that's the case, if that's the case, wouldn't I have to have an equivalent of the amount that I'm trying to get an SBLC for? So let's say I wanted $50 million or $25 million or $10 million.
Right.
I would have to have an equivalent
right.
that in my trust. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Or
okay. That's correct. Now watch this. Now the question is, you're like, wow, that's an astronomical number. How do I do that? Well, let's back up. Your trust is made up of your trust that was already created that you took control of. Now, you haven't assessed the value of what your trust is because you're waiting on someone else to do so. Let me give you a secret. For every person that comes into this minimally by federal rules, regulations, Uniform Commercial Code, you have protection up to $300 million. Now let me break this down to you. You've had credit cards before, right?
Correct, yes.
You had banking accounts before, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, both credit cards and banking accounts, they have two ledgers. They have an asset side and a liability side. You know what the average insurance is on an actual bank account that's FDIC insured?
An insurance, I think it's 50,000 or 100,000 for the insurance. For the insurance of the account?
$250,000. So
let me,
I'm going to break this down to you. For every bank account that you ever had in life, even the ones you hold, even the ones that have been closed, those accounts are minimally worth $250,000 that you can put into the trust through a trust indemnity.
Wow.
And use those as assets through the trust fund because it was your signature that created the account. So, if you want to do a standby letter of credit for $50 million and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 types of accounts, we're going to say all these accounts,
mm-hmm.
whether they was SPIC insured or FDIC insured, all 10 accounts
yeah.
were minimally worth $250,000. What's 250,000 times 10?
$250 million.
So to answer your question, it ain't hard to come up with the capital to do a standby letter of credit.
Gotcha.
Right. Now, the beauty of it is you want to team up with the other brother that's on the call because the way it's going to work is everybody's going to put their trust assets together in a what? Trust fund. And it's going to operate as a standalone entity where everybody's got a shared interest at minimal risk.
In that trust fund.
And
wow.
There you go. That's
the lights are coming
That's
on.
That's the marching orders.
The lights are coming
That's
on.
Right.
Oh, my.
That's right. That's now this. Because see, all the guys that you work with on the trading platform and their private meetings, that's what they do. That's what they're. That's how they create this stuff. That's how they do it.
Wow. Okay.
Right. Right. Now keep in mind. The whole kit and caboodle of this is it's a group effort. One man can do it, but
mm-hmm.
when you got four or five others that are thinking along the same level, you can get there a whole lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot easier. Right. So that's how you would do that.
Who would administer that trust fund? Like, what is the same procedure? You have a notary, and then everybody has
same procedure. There you go. It's the fundamentals don't change. The fundamentals don't change.
Wow.
They don't change. The processes will change, but the fundamentals are the same. So you're actually taking what you're learning with trust and taking it to a level where you get the most benefit. See, what they're hoping, they want to keep you in that debtor status because that's what they're doing. When they're trying to get you to consent, that's what they're going to do with your assets anyway. So if that's what's going to be done, you might as well do it yourself. And get the benefit. All they're waiting for you to do is consent and walk away from it. Now, I'm going to give you a real good one. You're familiar in your industry about medium term notes, MTNs, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Medium term notes are debt notes. So that's literally someone says, I got all this debt. I don't want it anymore. Okay, great. You don't want it anymore? I'll sign this form. You sign this form, they'll sign it to your trust. That's just like a bill of sale. Same process. They assign those credit cards, those bank accounts, all those stuff. You remember how you're ledgering it because that's what they're worth. Minimally $250K per account. So you take away the good stuff from it and put it into something that's more marketable, and you rebrand it.
But they have to be willing to give up the MTNs into my account. So
right.
This is far-fetched. This is far-fetched. So if I had friends
right.
who just don't seem to get it, and I can understand because not everyone can understand this. I cannot take advantage of their ignorance.
Right.
I cannot take advantage of their ignorance.
Yes.
Benefit.
You can take advantage. You can take your advantage of their when you're in your trustee mode. Remember, another man's trash is another man's treasure. So if they're sitting around trying to figure out how do I get out of this debt, you're like, okay, well, it's real simple. You know, there is a way where you can convert that debt to a tangible asset. It's like, tell me more. It's like, okay, where you explain the trust. Just stay with the trust. Okay, a trust entity would be willing. Now, this is where it gets lucrative because watch this. Not only is it an opportunity to help your fellow brother and sister out of debt and convert that debt into something that can be used, offer them a piece of the action. You'll be surprised how many people will pay for it. Let's back up. You'll be surprised at how many people would pay you as the trustee of that trust fund to do that. That's how you raise capital. You'll get fiat.
Uh-huh.
You'll get the debt. You'll get everything you need to work the trust. The same thing that every initial public offering corporation does when they want to raise stock, they offer stock. They sell it at a discount. You put in the fiat, they monetize it on the trust ledger. They shop around those certificates. You do the same thing. You can set your own perspectives, your private perspective, saying, well, look, you got $50,000 worth of debt, and you're willing to send that debt to us, assign it. That $150,000 debt, I can give you a yield potential of anywhere from 20 to $50,000. Now, listen to this. They're in debt, and you're going to give them in the next 3 months $20 to $50K. They'll sign up all day.
Unbelievable.
Follow me?
Okay.
They'll sign up that all day. Right.
Wow.
We have been conditioned to do that. So it's literally, this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to go slow, but the tide is turning. And for the serious guys that's ready to run, we're finna do this. This is finna be done. After tonight is already gonna be in place. I just want to know who's in, because then I can. Because I'm not gonna be able to handle all this by myself.
Sure.
My staff or everything I got. So I'm looking for other willing trustees to say, well, wait a minute. I know a way how to raise capital. So all the stuff you do out there in the public, you want to take inventory of notes because you're going to be able to revisit this with your trust structure. You're going to be able to revisit it on a whole nother level. There's no such thing as a deal that can't be done. We'll go back. All the deals you couldn't get funded, couldn't get done for this, that, and the other, if you still got that information, that contact, that's your golden ticket. We're talking about real estate financing. We're talking about collateral. We're talking about all. Right.
So again, please forgive me, gentlemen and ladies who are on the phone. Please forgive me. I'm just going to ask one more question, and I'll end it because I'm sure other people have other questions. If there is I'm using this as an example, but I'm using this as a potential because I don't know if this is possible. If there's a private school, they're in debt, let's say $500,000, $1 million, or $2 or $3 million, is there any way that I can assist them? Or does it have to be an
You can set up. You it can be an institution. So you can use your trust fund and create grants. You can create what we call revenue bonds. You know what revenue bonds are? For that school.
Never know.
That you can create a trust fund that will produce revenue to fund that school. It's the same thing. You're going to take the trust fund and put it into a specialty vehicle specifically for that school. Now, what happens is the school's like, well, great. How much is the revenue bond worth? Well, if they need $3 million, you create a $30 million revenue bond. Now, $30 million, they only need three. It's like, well, how do I utilize the whole 30? That's where your indemniture come in. These are where the fees come in. And you offer them for a small investment into that trust fund the ability to use that $30 million that you took your administrative process and created it. Perfectly legal, within the lines, and you're doing a true humanitarian service. So, yes, you can do that with a private school.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be an individual. Now, the whole key to it is when you're dealing with your own, see, you get an ability to contribute to your charities of your choice without being penalized.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't forget that you can be a charity as well. You can be a beneficiary of a treasure. You can set this up, agree to give the schools grants and scholarships for the duration of how they're long. You get that in writing. You find out, okay, how long, you know, what do you have in terms of the school project? Well, we got 2,000 students that have already said they're enrolled. And, you know, all you want is the numbers and the details, and you can effectively. That's why when you heard the recording of the International Natural Law Trust, it can be an institution. It can be a science project. It can be a funding institution. It could be whatever you want it to be. So literally, to answer your question, there ain't too many things you can't fund this thing with. It's just a matter of making sure it fits what you want to do. And of course, if you got a drive and a need to help, then that's always, you know, that makes it better. Churches, sure. Universities, hospital, you know.
I did not realize the endless ability. I did not realize it. It's amazing.
Right. See, and when you open your mind up to what you can do operating in trust, there is no ceiling. There is no box. We put the box on because we start moving out of the trust realm back into those lesser entities. And that's where the restrictions, the rules, the hoops, and what have you got to do, and this, that, and so forth. So it's real simple. I'm looking for, you know, yourself and a couple of other knowledgeable trustees that's looking to get into this on the streamlined perspective, because that business, look, all these folks that are waiting on what's going to happen with the CRA, the IRS, when you already got your trust in play, you don't even have to wait on that. You can simply create the capital from what you already have. If you wanted to, you can do the administrative process and make your debtor part of the trust and give them a direct promissory note of lawful legal money through the court, because that's what they're wanting you to do anyway. It's limitless.
One more time. I could take a debtor.
Right.
Put him in my trust.
And make him a part of the trust. Right. And then give him lawful legal money.
I'm
telling you, this is the key. The key to it is with the knowledgeable trustees is establish a trust fund. And how you establish a trust fund, just look around. All the people that you know that need assets, money, collateral, whatever they call it, you're the creator. Trustees have a great, great responsibility. They give me 60 seconds before they're going to kick us out of this thing.
Okay.
All
right, I'm done. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Powerful.
That'll work. This is the drive, but definitely, man, you guys got my number. Hit me up if you got any other questions after we jump out of this. I'm going to be up for a while because, as you can tell, we're going to be very aggressive with getting this stuff done. So I appreciate you guys' time.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye.